今天我们是继续我们天国信息的这个系列啊，这是第11次天国的信息。今天的题目叫做"宝贝天国"。
Today we're going to continue our series in Kingdom of Heaven. This is the number 11. Today's title is The Kingdom of Heaven is Like Treasure.
那不知道大家看到这幅图，想到这个"宝贝"这个词出现。在你头脑当中的第一件事情是什么？
I don't know when you look at the picture and the pondering upon the words treasure, what the first thought come to you?
什么是你的宝贝呢？
What is your treasure?
什么是你最看重的呢？
What is you value the most?
1997年，在美国拍了一部电影，叫做《铁达尼号》。
1997, there was a movie made called Titanic.
那这个电影的背景大家都很熟悉哈，是一个历史上的真实的事件。
The background you all very familiar. There's two events happening in history.
就是当时这个被造出来，号称是永远不会沉落的这个铁达尼号，当时世上最大的一艘船，结果在它出米行的时候就撞了这个海上漂浮的冰山，沉没了。
This was the biggest boat at the time. It was unsinkable, was called. And the first virgin voyage was sank by iceberg.
那这部电影呢，取得了巨大的成功。
The movie was in great success.
不仅是因为它这个历史事件很有名，而且是它很会讲故事、编故事。
Not only the event in history was very famous, but also the story was very interesting.
那这部影片的开始呢，是讲说有一帮的人哈，他们在寻找这个沉了许多年的这艘沉船。
The beginning of the story, it talk about a group of people was looking for the sinking ship.
因为他们知道哈，这个当时有一个富豪在这个船上。
They know there was a very wealthy man was on that boat.
而且这个富豪呢，带了一个很宝贵的这个宝石项链。
And he had a very valuable necklace.
那这块宝石呢，被称作海之心啊，很大很漂亮。
The jewel was called the heart of the ocean.
那这批打捞沉船的人呢，他们研究以后发觉说，很有可能这个宝石项链还在这艘沉船里面。
The people who are looking for the boat, thinking the treasure is still in the boat.
所以影片的开始哈，就是这批人呢啊，用一个这个海底的机器人就下去这个打捞这个沉船里的东西。
So the beginning of the story, they send out the robots undersea to looking for the treasure.
还让他们真给找到了哈，有一个保险箱，他们就打捞上来。
Oh, they actually find the piece.
照他们的研究和推测呢，这块海之心的宝石项链就应该在这个保险箱里。
They according to the research, the heart of the ocean should be in that treasure box.
结果没有想到，当他们打开这个保险箱的时候呢，宝石项链不在里面。
They were to their surprise when they opened that treasure box, it was not in there.
在里面呢，他们去找到了一幅这个手绘制的一幅图画。
But inside, they find a hand-painted artwork.
那在这幅画里呢，是一个年轻美貌的女子呢，就她身上就戴着这个宝石项链。
The beautiful girl in that picture actually wore the necklace.
但是真正的宝石项链呢，已经不在保险箱里了。
When they find the true treasure, the necklace was not in there.
对呀，他们就很失望喽。
They were very disappointed.
但是呢，就在这个时候呢，因为他们这件事情哈，通过新闻报道都出去了哈，结果戴这个项链的那个女孩子呢，啊，那个时候已经是一个老年人了哈，啊，就出现在他们面前。
So when the news was broadcast, the girl once wore the necklace already become an elderly woman. She appeared.
那这些人呢，本来已经好像已经很失望的心情，好像又被挑战，又看到了一点的找到宝石的希望。
Those people was in distress. Now they saw the hope again.
所以呢，这一位这个老年妇女哈，就跟他们讲述了当时在铁达尼号上面所发生的一段爱情故事。
So the elderly woman told them the love story happened in Titanic.
所以把一个悲剧的沉船的事件和一个美丽的爱情的故事交织在一起哈，让这部影片呢获得了巨大的成功。
So the sad story of the sinking ship and the beautiful love story intertwined together make this movie a good success.
当这个沉船的悲剧发生的时候哈，这个爱情当中的这个男主角 Jack 为了救这个女孩子呢，失去了自己的生命。
When the boat sink, the main character in this movie is Jack. Because he loved Ruth, then he died.
他把唯一生存的机会让给了这个女孩子，他被冻死了哈，结果这个女孩子最后被救上了。
He gave the last chance of survival to the girl, then he was frozen to death.
那在这个影片结尾的时候，
At the end of the movie,
那这位老年妇女哈，就一个人走到这个打捞船的这个船尾的地方。
The elderly woman walked towards the end of the ship.
那她手里呢，就拿着这些人一直想找到的宝石项链。
In her hand, she held the necklace that people were looking for.
那出乎众人观众所预料的事情就是说，她把这个很宝贵的宝石项链呢，就丢到大海里，就是这个沉船的所在的地方。
To everyone's surprise, she threw the necklace into the ocean where the Titanic was sinking.
那这也是这部影片所要表达的一个主题。
This is the theme that this movie wants to express.
就是爱情的价值远远超过宝石的价值。
That the value of love is surpassing the treasure of the necklace.
在这个 Ruth 这个女孩子的心目当中哈，她所宝贝的那一段美好的爱情远远超过这个宝石本身的价值。
In the heart of the girl Ruth, the love from Jack is way more than the necklace.
什么是你心中最宝贵的东西？
What is the things you cherish in your heart?
你心中所花的时间最多，思想最多的事情是什么？
What you spend most time and thinking more in your heart?
是你的家庭，是你的事业，还是你的儿女？
Is it your family, your career, your children?
还是你的健康，还是你的长寿？
Your health, your longevity?
常常我们可以做一个测验，可以测出来我们心中最看为宝贵的事情是什么。
Often we can do a test to test what we hold dear to our heart.
就是当我们做选择的时候
It's when we make choice.
就是当我们要有所取舍的时候
When we have to make a decision to choose.
当众多美好的事情放在一起，但是你必须在其中选择一样的时候，这个时候能看出来我们心中对于我们最有价值的那个宝贝到底是什么。
When many good things lay in front of you,You can tell what is the most important to you.
这是我们今天哈这个读的这段经文，主耶稣基督试图跟我们讲的一个重要的道理。
This is today's message we read that our Lord Jesus tried to tell us.
耶稣试图向我们告诉我们一件事情，就是在这个世界上，我们得到的最宝贵的东西应该是什么。
Jesus tried to tell us in this earth what's the most precious things to us.
我们先来读这几句的经文。
Let's read the Bible verse together.
马太福音13章44节呢，讲了一个比喻。
Matthew 13:44 telling us a parable.
这句话是说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来， 欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When the man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
很简单，一句话讲出一个比喻来。
Very simple, one paragraph tell a truth.
接下来呢，他又用两节经文呢讲了另外一个比喻，讲到种下了珠子的比喻。
And continually, he used two more verses talk about another story about pearl.
四十五节说，天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见了一颗种下的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything he had, and bought it.
所以主耶稣基督很简洁哈，三句话讲了两个比喻。
Jesus used very simple three sentences talk about two parables.
而且这两个比喻呢是有很多的类似的地方。
And the two parables have very, very much similar.
平行的放在这里呢是要让我们传递一个非常清楚的一个信息。
When he lay parallel here, try to tell us a clear message.
我们来看一看哈，怎么来解释这两个比喻。
Let's take a look at the meaning of those parables.
在历史上有很多人用图画的方式哈来把这两个比喻画出来。
In history, many people try to paint a picture to describe the two parables.
那这幅图画呢，让我们来思考第一个比喻就是宝贝藏在地里的比喻。
This picture revealed to us the first parable, hidden the treasure in the field.
对我们今天的人来讲，这个宝贝埋在地里不是常遇见的事情。
To today's age, to hide the treasure in the field is not a common thing.
但对于当时的人，尤其是住在巴勒斯坦这块地上的人呢，这是一件非常常见的事情。
At that time, especially people who live in Pakistan area, this is a common occurrence.
那因为当时没有银行嘛。今天我们是把宝贝都存到银行里，但是当时他们最保险的地方呢，就是他们所住所拥有的这块地里面，挖了地以后把宝贝藏在地里。
Because at that time they did not have bank, so the most secure place where they lived, the land, so they dug a hole and hide it there.
特别是耶稣基督那个时代哈，犹太人所住的这块地呢，是常常面临这个各大国之间的征战的地方。
Especially that time at Christ's time, the land they live on often had war.
无论是这个亚述国啊、巴比伦帝国、罗马帝国要打到南方埃及的时候呢，都要经过这块地方。
And no matter the kingdom of Babylon, Roman, when they fight, they have to pass through this land.
所以在战乱当中哈，他们有很多的宝贝呢，没无处可藏呢，他们就埋在地里。
So during the war and turbulent time, they have no place to hide, so they just in the field.
耶稣说呢，这个人呢是遇见了这个地里所埋藏的宝贝。
So Jesus told the story, this person who find the treasure hidden in the field.
他怎么会遇见地里面藏的宝贝呢？
How did he discover the treasure in the field?
显然这个宝贝不是他自己埋在那里的。
It appears to be he didn't hide there.
因为他不知道那里有宝贝。
Because he didn't know.
这可能是前一个 这块土地的这个主人他埋藏的。
It could be the previous landowner hid it there.
要么是这个主人在卖的过程当中没有告诉下一个主人，或者这个原来的主人突然过世，没有人知道啊，这块地里面埋着这么多的宝物。
Perhaps the previous owner didn't disclose that during selling of the land, or he just passed away, didn't have a chance to discover it.
那这个遇见宝贝的人呢，可能是这个土地上主人的新主人的故宫。
the person who find the treasure, it could be a hired man for this land.
他帮这块地里的主人在耕地的时候，或者是挖地基建房子的时候，哎，偶然遇见了这个礼物。
Perhaps he was working in the field or built houses and encountered this treasure.
然后他就欢欢喜喜的去变卖他一切所拥有的来买这块地。
And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
把他从前拥有的，无论是他的房子啊，他的牛啊，他的这些财产，全部变卖来买这块地。
He sold his previous own, no matter land or animals, sold everything he had and bought that field.
好，这是第一个比喻。
That's the first parable.
那第二个比喻呢，是讲说这个买卖人在寻找，他寻找一个珠子。
The second parable talk about a merchant looking for a pearl.
那这个当时啊，那个当时那个时代，这个珍珠的价值就有点像今天的钻石的价值一样，是最宝贝的那个宝物。
At that time, the value for a pearl is equivalent like today's diamond.
那在市场上哈，有各种各样的珍珠在买卖。
In the market, you can encounter a pearl in all sort of varieties.
但是这个珍珠因为它的出产地啊，因为它的品质的不同啊，有非常巨大差别的那个价值。
The pearl, because of the origin and the quality, so there is different values.
所以根据这个珍珠的大小，
according to the size of the pearl,
它的光泽，
the luster of the pearl,
根据它这个珠子是不是纯圆的，
or whether or not it's purely round,
以至于让这个珍珠的价值可以相差非常的大。
So that set apart the different values of the pearls.
那这个买卖人呢，是在市场上寻找珠子。
So the merchant is looking in the market.
说他遇见了一个重价的珠子啊，品质是最上乘的，出产地又是最名贵的地方，这个珠子他找到。
So when he find the valuable pearl and come from a good origin,
然后比喻中就讲说，他就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
He went sold everything he had and bought that pearl.
所以当把这两个比喻放在一起的时候，我们就看得很清楚哈，耶稣基督在这里在讲什么。
When we put these two parables together, we can see clearly what Jesus tried to tell us.
这个隐藏的宝物和这个珍珠代表什么呢？
The hidden treasure and the pearl represent what?
他说天国好像宝贝藏在地里，天国好像一个市场上的重价的珠子。
He said the kingdom of heaven is like the hidden treasure, is like the valuable pearl.
所以比喻中隐藏的宝贝和这个市场上的珠子呢，是在代表天国。
The hidden treasure and the pearl in the market represent the kingdom of heaven.
那天国听起来很抽象，但实际上呢，这个宝物呢，是指天国的这个君王，就是主耶稣基督自己。
The kingdom of heaven sounds very abstract, but the true treasure is Jesus, the King of the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣基督向人告诉说，在这个世上，你能够得到所有的财物，所有所拥有的东西都比不上这个隐藏的财宝和珠子所代表的天国的君王耶稣基督本身的价值。
Jesus tried to tell the people, everything you have you own on this earth does not compare to the hidden treasure and pearl represent the kingdom of heaven and Jesus himself.
天国的宝贝呢，也可以指主耶稣基督的话语。
The treasure of kingdom of heaven can also mean God's words.
这位神的话啊，把他自己给启示出来，告诉我们他是怎样一位神。
God's word revealed himself what kind of God he is.
我们能够认识这位神，认识主耶稣基督，都是借着他宝贵的启示。
we can know him, we can know Jesus, it's all because he revealed to us.
这是啊，这个比喻当中所宝物所代表的主耶稣基督自己和主耶稣基督的话语。
This is the hidden treasure represent. It's Jesus, himself, and God's word.
谁是寻找宝物和遇见宝物的人呢？
And who are the treasure hunters?
那就是我们。
That's us.
特别是哈，这个比喻是专门讲给门徒听的。
Especially these words Jesus was telling disciples.
是提醒门徒来认识天国和天国君王的宝贵。
And he reminded them that the kingdom of heaven and the king of the heaven is very precious.
在提醒我们不要被世上的这些财宝、这些物质的东西所吸引、所占据我们的心灵。
He reminded us, do not be distracted by what's happening around us in this earth.
要像这个比喻当中这个遇到宝贝和寻找珠子的那个人一样，去变卖所有的来追求更深的去认识主耶稣基督和他的话语。
We ought to be like the person who find the treasure and the merchant looking for pearl, giving up everything to seek most precious.
所以通过这两个比喻呢啊，主耶稣基督在告诉我们天国的一些重要的特点。
Through these two parables, Jesus tried to tell us the important characteristic of kingdom of heaven.
第一个，通过这个比喻我们可以看到的哈，就是如今在现今这个时代呢，天国是可以找到的。
The first is telling us the kingdom of heaven can be found.
有人是在遇见了宝贝啊，是工地的时候啊，还是建房的时候啊，他遇见了那个宝贝。
Some people find the treasure, whether through the field or through building the house.
也就是说那个宝贝已经在那里了。
That means the treasure already there.
你是有机会可以遇见他的。
You have chance to meet it.
那个买卖人在寻找宝贵的珠子，那个珠子已经在市场上了。
The merchant looking for a pearl, the pearl already there in the market.
你只要找就可以找到。
If you seek, you will find.
天国和天国的君王已经是可以得到了，在我们现今这个时代。
The kingdom of the heaven and its king already exist.
跟旧约的时代不同。
It's different from the Old Testament time.
过去在主耶稣基督来之前，这件事情是不可能的。
Prior to Jesus was born, it's not possible.
但是当耶稣基督降临的时候，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
When Jesus came, he said, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent your sins.
天国和天国的君王已经来到这个世上。
The kingdom of the heaven and its king already come to this earth.
进天国回到父神那里的那一条路已经被打开了。
Enter into the kingdom of heaven, return to the Father, the road already open.
耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the path, the truth.
借着耶稣基督的身体、十字架的救赎，那一条又新又活进入天国的道路就在我们的面前。
Through Christ's body, through his salvation, the new and lively road in front of us.
借着我们人的悔改。
Through our repentance.
接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Accept Jesus to be our Savior.
把耶稣基督做我们的君王。
And let Jesus to be our King.
我们就可以进入到这个属天的国度当中。
We can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
不用等将来。
We don't have to wait in the future.
是的，将来有一天，神的国度会用一种更明显的方式，实实在在的降临在这个地上。
Yes, in the future, the kingdom of heaven will descend in reality.
但是进入天国的那个门，现在就已经打开了。
But the door to the kingdom of heaven already opened to us.
这是第一点我们看到的啊。如今天国是可以进入的。
This is first we see that today the kingdom of heaven can be found.
第二点我们看到啊，这是这两个比喻的重点所在，就是在讲呢天国的价值。天国的价值远远超过一切。
The second part is the importance of the two parables. The value of the heaven is more than anything.
这是这两个遇见宝贝和寻找珠子的比喻所共同的地方。
This is the common theme of find the treasure and find the pearl.
就是这个人一旦遇到这个宝贝，找到这个珠子呢，他就变卖所有的。
Once they find the treasure and find the pearl, he sold everything.
不管他拥有多少的房子。
No matter how many houses he owned before.
多少的牛羊。
How many animals he had before.
以前他拥有多少的宝贝。
How much treasures he had before.
他都全部变卖。
He sold them all.
不管花多大的代价，他都一定要得到他所遇见他所寻找的这个宝贝。
No matter what the price he has to pay, he wanted to seek and get the treasure.
大家注意，这个隐藏藏在地里的宝贝和那个市场上那个珠子是没有现实价值的。
Did you realize that the hidden treasure and the pearl does not have practical value?
它不能解决我们吃穿住的问题。
It will not provide us food, shelter, and surrounding.
它不能满足我们现实的需要。
It cannot satisfy our instant need.
它的价值是在将来被显现出来的。
The value is in the future.
所以这个变卖所有的来买这块地、买这个珠子的人，他是有一个未来的眼光。
So the person who sold everything and bought the land, bought the pearl, have a futuristic view.
而且是带着一点的风险去做这件事情。
And he's taking the risk.
但是呢，天国就像这个买宝贝买珠子的人所经历的一样。
But the kingdom of heaven is like the person who buys the treasure and buys the pearl.
如今它的价值好像是暂时被隐藏起来。
The true value seems to be hidden.
但是当将来时候到的时候。
But in the future when time is come.
它里面所蕴藏的那个巨大的那个价值就会显现出来。
The hidden value will be revealed.
在今天这个主耶稣基督还没有再来，天国还没有实际的降临地上的时候，天国是以这样的方式存在
的。In today, when Jesus hasn't come yet, the kingdom of heaven is not descending yet. The value of the kingdom of heaven is hidden.
耶稣要让跟随他的每一个门徒，让我们今天每一个听到这段圣经经文的人，意识到在我们面前展现着预备着这样大的一个美好的机会。
Jesus wants everyone who hears his words to know that in front of us, there is a great opportunity will be revealed.
就是在我们的面前，在我们触手可及的地方，主耶稣基督成为我们的宝贝。
Jesus is our treasure in a place that is tangible.
你只要向他敞开，你就会得到他。你只要愿意追求他的话语，你就可以听到他的话语。
If you're willing to open up to him, you'll receive him. If you're willing to listen, you'll hear his word.
而且这里面的价值要远远超过我们在地上所能拥有的一切。
And the value within it is way beyond what we're going to have on this earth.
我们从读圣经呢，我们就发觉这是圣经里面向我们传递的一贯的一个宝贵的信息。
If we read the Bible, we'll see this is a consistent message in the Bible.
整本圣经都在启示一位，就是主耶稣基督自己。
The whole Bible is revealing one is Jesus our Christ.
无论是旧约还是新约，当我们通读整本圣经的时候，神是要让我们看到一位最宝贵的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
No matter if Old Testament or New Testament, God wants us to see the most valuable is our Christ Jesus.
他好像一个宝贝藏在字里行间，要让我们去遇见，要让我们去寻找的那一位。
He's like a treasure that hidden within the words, want us to seek him and chase after him.
屏幕上打的这段话是在腓立比书哈，这是保罗曾经讲出的一段话。
As you can see on Philippians 3, where Paul said,
保罗说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也讲万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surprising greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
当保罗的眼睛被打开，当他看到基督的宝贝的时候，他说，哦，我以前所拥有的一切都不算什么。
When the eyes of Paul were open when he see Christ, now he knew that everything he owned was rubbish.
他以前的学识，他以前的家庭出身，他以前的地位，比较起他能够得到的这个主耶稣基督自己来讲，他说，这一切都像粪土一样。
His knowledge, his stature, his citizenship, compared to Christ, they were like rubbish.
这是在圣经里面让我们看到一个寻找宝贝、遇见珍珠的那一个榜样，就是保罗。
This is the example that in the Bible for the person who seek and who seek treasure and find Christ.
保罗就有点像这个比喻当中所描述的那一个遇见宝贝和寻找珍珠的人。
Paul is like the person who finds the treasure and seek after the pearl.
他在认识遇见主耶稣基督之前，他离开他的家乡，从大树跑到耶路撒冷。
Before he met Christ, he left his hometown and come to Israel.
他就好像是一个买卖人在寻找珠子一样。
He was like a merchant looking for pearl.
他很认真，很投入地去寻求神。
He was very sincerely looking for God.
找到当时他能够找到的最好的教师，求教于加玛列的名下。
He find the best teacher at that time, to study under him.
但很可惜他找错地方。
But was very unfortunately he find the wrong place.
但圣经讲说他是在他同辈人当中是很出色的一位。
He was considered very outstanding among his peers.
他非常严谨地遵守当时这个法利赛人所规定的那些的规条。
And he followed religiously to the rule of the Pharisees.
当他没有得到神的启示之前呢，他认为这个基督教教会是异端。
Before he had his revelation from Christ, he considered Christian belief as a false religion.
他就积极地参与去逼迫基督徒这个抓人这些的事情当中。
He was actively participating in persecute Christians.
然而神怜悯他。
But God had mercy on him.
在他逼迫教会去大马士革的路上，让他遇见了复活的主耶稣基督。
Christ met him on the road that he was persecuting Christians.
在大光当中他遇见面对面遇见神，听到神对他讲话。
In great light, he face to face with God and heard God speaking.
那之后整个保罗这个人就被改变过来。
And from that point, Paul turned completely.
就像主耶稣基督讲这个比喻当中的人一样，他就变卖了一切 他以前所有的一切来为了得着耶稣基督。
Just like Jesus mentioned, the person who find the treasure sold everything and followed Jesus.
他先是三天三夜不吃不喝。
Paul, for 3 days and 3 nights, did not take any food and drink.
在那里等候主耶稣基督差派人来对他讲话。
He's waiting for God to send his messenger to speak to him.
之后的三年、啊、他离开这个他所建立起来的这些人际关系家庭关系跑到旷野去。
The following 3 years, he left behind his network, his family, went to the wilderness.
三年当中接受主耶稣基督亲自的教导。
3 years, he received the teaching from Jesus.
之后他回到他的家乡大树在那里积极的传扬福音积极的建立教会。
Then he returned back to his hometown, actively building church.
后来被巴拿巴找到、啊、去到了安提阿在那里跟众同工一起建立了一个、有史上第一个有宣教意向的教会安提阿教会。
He later was fined by Barnabas and went to Antioch to build the churches. The first church had a mission in view.
从他认识主耶稣基督之后他就放弃了一切学问。
Ever since he met Christ, he gave up his own knowledge.
无论到哪里他说我不传别的只传一件事情就是传基督并他钉十字架。
No matter where he went, he said, I do not preach anything else but one thing, Christ died on the cross for me.
他放弃他的舒适的生活安稳的环境、啊、踏上宣教的旅程。
He gave up his comfort lifestyle, followed the path as a missionary.
最后呢、啊、因着传扬福音的缘故呢失去他的生命、啊、为主殉道。
He lost his life because he preached the gospel.
正如主耶稣基督在马太福音16章中所教导的话。
As Christ taught us in Matthew 16.
主耶稣对跟随他的门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Matthew 3. Then Christ said to his disciple, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever lost his life for me will find it.
26节说,人若赚得全世界,赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?人还能拿什么换生命呢?
Verse 26. What good will it be for a man if he gain the whole world, yet fortified his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
保罗很清楚主耶稣基督所教导的这个道理。
Paul know clearly the truth that Christ taught him.
在基督的里面有一个宝贝。
There is a treasure in Christ.
哪怕变卖所有的他也要得到在基督里的这个宝贝。
He was willing to sell everything he owned to gain the treasure in Christ.
在基督里这个宝贝的价值远远胜过他以前所有的、啊、所拥有的东西的价值。
The treasure in Christ surpassed all things he had before.
这是、今天我们读到这两个比喻。我相信神让我们知道的最宝贵的信息。
This is the most precious message that God wants us to know through the two parables today.
基督的价值远胜过一切。
The value of Christ surpassing all things.
而且他就在我们的面前，我们只要愿意投靠他，只要愿意把时间精力投入在其中，我们就可以得到，可以尝到他的宝贝的价值。
Furthermore, he's right in front of us. As we're willing to open up ourselves, follow him, we will taste the goodness that he has offered us.
那还有第三个啊，在这个时代天国的特点。
And the third is in this current time the characteristic of the heaven.
就是不是每个人都能够认出天国的宝贵。
That is, not everyone can recognize the value of heaven.
在市场上买卖的珍珠，许多人都看到了那个珍珠。
In the market, the pearl was for sale. Everyone saw it.
但不是每个人都认出它的价值来。
But not everyone recognized the value.
或许呢，许多人呢，知道它很宝贵。
Perhaps many people know the value.
但是只有那一个人肯回去变卖所有的来买这块珍珠。
But only that one person willing to sell everything to purchase it.
甚至我相信很多人可能会嘲笑那个变卖所有的那个人。
Perhaps many people will laugh at this person who sold everything.
卖了所有他已经拥有的就为了得到一个小小的珍珠。
Sold everything he already had and just to gain a small pearl.
因为蕴藏在这个宝贝里面那个价值在今天这个时代是隐藏的。
Because what hidden within the treasure, the value is hidden in this age as well.
只有真正发掘认出这里的宝贝的价值的人才肯。去变卖所有的为了得到它。
Only the people who truly recognize the value within the treasure are willing to sell everything to purchase it.
包括这个变卖所有的这个人的家人他的朋友他周围的很多的人可能对此都一无所知。
Including the person who sold everything, his family, his friends, perhaps don't understand it.
但主耶稣基督希望我们每一个人能够知道。
But Jesus wants all of us to know.
那接下来呢，耶稣又用另外一个比喻啊，把这个马太福音十三章这个比喻的系列呢，做了一个结论。
And after that, Jesus used more parable and to make a conclusion of all the parables.
所以在十三章里面一共有七个比喻啊。
Within chapter 13, there are seven parables.
那这个撒网的比喻呢，是第七个比喻，是一个结论。
The seventh parable is the parable of the net, is the conclusion.
这里讲说，天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族，网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。
Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in the basket, but threw the bad away.
那这个比喻呢，主耶稣基督亲自讲解了哈，就在49节和50节说，世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来。从一人中把恶人分别出来丢在火炉里在那里必要哀哭切齿的。
Jesus gave explanation in verse 49 and 50. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angel will come, separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fierce furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣基督是用这个七个比喻帮助我们今天的人能够了解天国的特点。
Jesus used the seven parables to help us in today to understand the kingdom of heaven.
从撒种的比喻到麦子与稗子的比喻，芥菜种、面酵，今天我们读的天国的宝贝、珍珠以及撒网的比喻，这是一系列、连贯的一个、比喻的系列。
From the parable of the sowing, the seeds, parable of wheat and weeds, parable of the mustard seeds, parable of the yeast, parable of the hidden treasure, parable of the pearl, parable of drawing in the net. This is a series of parables.
撒种的比喻是告诉我们天国是一个属灵的国度，是隐藏的。
The parable of the sowing seeds telling us the kingdom of heaven is a hidden story.
不要到这里去找，不要到那里去找。
Do not seek there and everywhere else.
天国不是一个有形的政治的实体。
The kingdom is not visible.
也不是通过这种政治的手段、政治的方式在地上实现的。
It's not through the political solution to establish on this earth.
而是通过撒种神的道在人心里面的传播成长啊，这个天国在地上展开的。
Rather, it's from sowing the seeds, God's truth within people's heart and how this reveals.
天国就在我们心里。
The kingdom of heaven is in our heart.
天国就在我们这些以基督为君王的这群人当中。
The kingdom of heaven is among us, our people that take Christ as our king.
麦子和稗子的比喻呢，告诉我们说，神在做工的同时，仇敌也在做工。
The parable of the wheat and tares talking about while God is working, the devil is also working.
神在把那些重生得救的基督徒放在这个世界上，借着神的道在地上不断地为主做见证。
God sends the people who receive the salvation and to be witnessed on this earth.
同时呢，魔鬼在把那些假的信徒，把那些假的道理啊，把那些这个模糊不清的东西呢，也同样的撒到这个世界上。
At the same time, the devil spreads the fake truth that also send out the fake believers among us.
那主耶稣基督说，让麦子和稗子同时长。
Jesus said, "Let the wheat and the wheat grow together."
如今我们教会的责任是在播撒真理的种子，这个专心做这件事情上，不要着急去拔那些稗子。
Our church's duty is to busy to send out the seeds for wheat, not in a hurry to pull the wheat.
好，接着芥菜种和面酵的比喻，让我们再给我们盼望哈。这个天国一开始是小小的，好像不起眼的，但是它里面蕴藏着巨大的生命力可以产生很大的影响。
Through the parable of mustard seeds and the parable of yeast, give us hope that a tiny little seeds, there's life within it.
一个小小的种子可以长成一棵大树。
The small seeds can grow into a giant tree.
一把小小的这个面酵可以使三斗面可以全部的发起来。
A small amount of yeast can make the bread rolls.
今天又借着这个隐藏的宝贝和珍珠的比喻，让我们清楚的知道说，天国的价值是何等的宝贝。
Today, through the parable of hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl of great value, reveal to us the most precious value of the kingdom of heaven.
同时，主耶稣基督也提醒我们说，这个时期早早晚晚会到它的结尾的。
Also, Jesus told us, this earth sooner or later will come to the end.
当末日的结局到了的时候。
When the end of the age comes.
好的和坏的会被区分开来。
There will be separation between the good and the bad.
在基督里的和不在基督里面就会被显明出来。
Those who in Christ or outside Christ will be separated.
那个好的麦子会被收仓入库，那个假冒的那些稗子就会被收起来呢，丢到火里。
The wheat will be collected and put away. The weeds will be burned up.
提醒我们，趁着今天可以寻找神的时候，快快的寻找他。
He reminds us, while today we can seek Him, we should seek Him first.
提醒我们这些跟随主的门徒们，不要把我们的时间精力都投入到这个现实的有限的世界当中。
It reminds us, our believers do not devote our time in this world.
而是以耶稣基督为我们的至宝。
But rather treat Jesus as our treasure.
所以今天信息的结论就是，基督是我们的宝贝，它的价值远超过一切我们所拥有的。
So today's message conclusion is, Christ is our treasure and His value is above all.
今天的信息呢，同时也把一个问题摆在我们每一个人的面前。
This message also laid out a question in front of us.
我们当如何努力追求得到这个宝贝呢？
How should we strive for getting this treasure?
是什么样的事情拦阻了我们，阻碍我们，让我们不能够完全得到这个宝贝呢？
What kind of things are hindering or blocking us from getting the treasure?
哪些的罪我们是需要悔改的？哪些的缠累我们是要放下的呢？
What kind of sin we should repent? What kind of bondage that we should give up?
让我们能够得到从天上来的，借着神的话语所启示出来的智慧。
May we receive the wisdom that revealed through His words.
不管我们在这个世界还有多长多短的年日，
However long or short we have on this earth,
让我们的每一天都过得在永恒当中更有价值。
Help us to live every day that have true value in for eternity.
我们接下来唱的这首诗歌呢，就是把我们今天的信息唱出来。
That the following songs that we're going to sing that related to today's message.
这首诗歌的名字呢，就叫宝贝。
The name of the song is called Treasure.
让我们一起来借着这首诗歌啊，用祷告的心来回应神的话语。
Let's use this song as a response, as a prayer to God's words.